Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Saturday, October 2nd, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Economics could prevent Christian radio from spreading in Romania. Reports indicate Romania may join the European Union as early as 2007. Little Samaritan Mission's Florin Pindicblaj believes that could be bad news for their 16 radio station network and plans for putting 4 new stations on the air.
European Union is the one who monitor everything, and I understood till 2007 there will be no more frequencies available for public, so we got to do whatever we could now.
Meanwhile, Voice of the Martyrs Canada is asking people to pray for a Christian imprisoned in Saudi Arabia. Brian O'Connor, an Indian national, was working in the Muslim nation when he was arrested in March. He's charged with preaching Christianity and possession of Bibles, alcohol, and pornography, all of which his employer calls trumped up. Saudi Arabia is one of the world's worst religious liberty violators. And there are more than 700,000 international students in the United States, presenting a huge mission field. But according to InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, U.S. regulations are causing problems. ICF's Director of International Student Ministries, Lisa Espinelli-Chin, says the war on terror is the culprit.
In some places, they have actual decrees. People who have even been accepted couldn't get out of the country because of additional restrictions or requirements that the government has imposed on those who are coming in as international students.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.